here with our next interviewee. We have Matt Shell in the house with us at the Cage Free Voices Radio Talent Showcase. And he's here. I pulled him away. He's one of our judges for tonight on our panel.
Honored to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
So go ahead. Sorry.
So, Matt, just tell us a little bit about your background.
My name is Matthew Shell. I was born in Washington, D.C., Washington Hospital Center. So this is my heart right here. Yeah. So I'm glad to be at an event here in D.C. supporting the youth and supporting artistry and originality. So this is awesome. And as far as my background in music, my mom was a concert pianist at Royal College of Music in London, and my dad played in the Navy. He was a trombone player. And so I've had a rich upbringing of classical and jazz, and that honestly has influenced my music style today. And then as far as how I learned music, I was self-taught, but that's unfair since I had two brilliant musician parents, but they weren't into writing their own music. They were just really good at improvising and playing, but when it came to writing, that's where they started to see that gift in me, and they encouraged it. So I was into music and stayed into music because of the originality and because that's what kept me liking to keep trying and keep progressing is creating my own music. So that's what I'm all about is originality and creating. And that's what keeps me inspired as far as making new music, just my life, whatever's happening in my life. That's what spurs me on to make new music. For instance, I have an hour-long song that I made in one day, and it was just on the day my wife had been in this job that had no work-life balance for 4 years, making her work overtime and travel and do a lot of stuff, and then she finally went into business for herself. And I saw how happy she was, and I was inspired and created this hour-long piece of music. So that's just an example of how I try to create from what I'm inspired by. So hopefully that answers the question.
Awesome. Definitely. Yes. Thanks for sharing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're like a, behind the scenes at least, you're like a major piece in this whole operation that is the opportunity, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can you right detail on. Like for the listeners, like all the inner workings that go behind a production like this?
Sure. So we've been producing it. Me, DJ Flex, and David Sheck were the three producers and owners of the show. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity is a show that judges music intelligence. So it's not just singing ability. We're trying to find a well-rounded artist. So one who can do well with interview skills, public speaking ability, fashion sense, along with their in-studio singing ability and then live performance singing ability. And just everything put together to make a well-rounded artist, someone who knows music history, someone who can interact with people in the crowd. And so we're just trying to differentiate the show from other singing competitions. Mm-hmm. And I like what y'all are doing tonight. It's very similar. And so, I like anything where there's more than one criteria for why someone wins. It's a well-rounded thing. But to answer your question, a little more detail, it's been a long process of 2 years and working with WPGC and DJ Flex and finding out what they liked and didn't like, and then just developing the show, developing the video content, working with the parents, the contestants, with the video team and the audio engineers, and setting up the networking with the studios and live events and live performances. And there's a lot that happens. So I'm in charge of all of that, and it's been a lot of work. But since we have a good team, I don't have to do it all myself.
Right.
And then I can rely on good people. So it's coming along great. I'm very happy.
Good stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
So what's next for you?
So the opportunity is taking up a lot of my time, but I honestly have four jobs. So producing opportunities, one thing, and we're having the finals on the 29th at CBS Radio, WPGC Studios. Then we're having the showcase at Jam and Java on May 6th. Mm. But then after that, I'll get back to producing and finishing my hour-long song. So those are two jobs, producing a show, producing music, and producing other artists and stuff like that. engineering and all that. But then I also teach at Omega Studios 16 times a year as adjunct faculty.
That's in Rockville, right?
In Rockville, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Omega Recording Studios. That's where I went to school.
Didn't Kanye take some courses out of there? It was either Kanye or Young Guru.
Young Guru. Yeah, he graduated from there.
Yes.
And nice. I met him, and he was
Jay-Z's engineer. For
Young Guru's incredible. Mm-hmm. He's really great. And when I met him, he's really cool, down to earth, and you could tell that Omega definitely set him up for success. Like he speaks very highly of Omega, as do I. And they even the second I graduated, they wanted me to teach there, but I gave myself a good 4 or 5 years just so I could gain some experience as a producer. So when I went back and taught music business, I could at least have some credits.
Some
under
real world experience behind you.
Awesome. But yeah, I'm honored to be back there. They've always been like, hey man, we want you to teach, and I love to teach, but let me get some real world. And then once I did, I was like, all right, this is the perfect time now, and teaching there. And then the fourth job is my day job, which I won't say where it's at, but that's 40 hours a week. So a lot going
on. I know
the
feeling.
I like that though, because you're also passing the torch. You want to give back as well as fulfill your passion.
I have one more question, if that's cool.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We're dealing with youth, right? Youth artists, right? And we're in this internet age, right? Mm-hmm. You've been in the game for a while. So now that there's this internet 2.0 where social media and YouTube and everything is like instant gratification and can be uploaded within seconds, how is the maturity of an artist at the age of 16, 18? How is that different today compared to maybe 5 or 10 years ago from what you've seen?
I think I'm just surprised at how mature these young artists are. They're just so well polished already. A lot of the artists in the opportunity, even tonight, the competition here, but they just are way more together than I was at that age.
Yeah. This is true, because even with Abigail, our first performer, I didn't think she was in high school.
Right.
Yeah, she's
very mature.
She's 16 or 17.
She is. She's 16.
The execution I see is just much more developed these days than even when I was 16 and my peers who were trying to be artists. And maybe there is the same kind of ratio, but there's more platforms for the cream to really rise to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Thanks to the internet.
Thanks to the opportunity, right?
Yeah. and so, I mean, exactly like you're saying, when we put out the word on WPGC, so we had ads going out every hour for 30 days in the month. Every hour of the day. So we really got a lot of submissions. So we got hundreds of submissions. What you heard tonight, she's in the top 8.
Mm.
So she represents, but we definitely had 15 really good kids who were very strong. And it was more than I even expected. I said, okay, we're going to get lots of submissions, but we're probably just going to have one or two great submissions. No, there was 15 really great submissions. So it made it really hard to chisel it down to 8.
Right.
But we have a lot of judges. We have 28 judges on the opportunity. So
you said it was
makes
a team.
For a very fair scoring.
Right.
And a lot of different categories. Yeah. So it makes for a
no
very
biases.
Fair
no bias.
And I'm not allowed to be a judge. Oh. So I don't have a say. And I did that on purpose because I want it to be as fair as possible.
Right.
But yeah, it's very fair, and it was so hard. There was one girl who was 13. And her name is Drew Olivia Tillman, and she was so good. Mm-hmm. She could have won probably, but she just didn't prepare enough for the day of the recording.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, she could have done so well. Right. But the judges judged and because she hadn't prepared enough.
Right.
But her voice was so good. Like, I knew she could have possibly won if she had prepared a bit more. So that's just an example. Then all the 8 who made it to the finals, they were super prepared. They had written their songs.
Right.
They were ready to record. And so it's just sometimes that little bit of an age difference, even if they're all really good, it can just mean difference to being ready for something and then being super talented but not ready. So
right.
Hopefully that answered your question, but yeah.
It's definitely a lesson learned.
It is. You know, they always say preparation meets opportunity. So.
Yes. Yep.
She had the opportunity,
but
she wasn't prepared.
Please apply again. You were so good.
Yeah,
because
there will be more opportunities.
Try again next year, because if you were prepared, you would have killed it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, there are people who didn't win American Idol who went on to have bigger careers than those who won American Idol. So,
Daughtry was really good.
Daughtry.
Jennifer Hudd. She's better than anyone.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? She won an Oscar. She won Grammys.
Yeah.
So, Matt, how can we follow you on social media?
Yes.
mtsmusic.net has links to all my social media, since I didn't do a good job at making them all the
consistent.
Same.
Yeah.
So I recommend every artist, make your social media uniform.
All the same.
So, but just go to my website, and then from there you can find my Twitter, Facebook, and everything.
What is your website?
So mtsmusic.net.
Awesome.
Okay, and we'll put that in show notes. So listeners, after you are done enjoying this episode, just click on the description and go to mtsmusic.net.
Yep.
And check out Matthew Shell's amazing work and hear more about what he's doing and keep in contact and reach out. And yeah. You do work at Blue Room?
I do. I work at Blue Room. I work for DJ Flex. I work at Assembly Line Studios, Sweet Spot.
This is the guy to know.
Teach at Omega.
This is the guy to know.
He's a jack of all trades.
One more bonus question, if that's okay, just because I'm intrigued by this. So Omega Studios, engineering, learning how to really craft sound and craft an experience. We're dealing with artists today, people who are more so in front of the mic, but how important is it to kind of build up the next generation of producers and engineers and sound designers?
Mm. Oh, it's so important. So Omega was so much for me, because I had been trying for years and years to be an engineer, and then I had one friend go to Omega, and in 1 year he was better than me already, and so I was like, okay, I need to just save
go
up some money
it.
And go to the school, because if he can get better than me in 1 year just studying, So I recommend anyone who's interested in engineering, don't just try to do it on your own. Get some education. Even if you can't afford Omega, go online, learn from others who have free videos and things to offer. Don't just try to do it on your own, because the second you start really pinpointing and learning from others, and now that the world's wide open with the internet and YouTube, I didn't have that when I was coming up. I just went to the library, and all they really had was how to play guitar and piano and drums. So, I mean, I got good at that because of the library. But now that we have the internet, anyone can't learn how to be a good engineer. But it's very important. And engineering, especially even if you're a singer, you'd be surprised. The people in industry who also studied engineering, like Carrie Hilson and T-Pain and Will.i.am are all engineers.
Right. They're also writers, so they can play
too.
The background, right?
Yep.
And do the whole process.
But they know how to record themselves at home.
Right.
They know how to record others. And like Will.i.am, anything he produces, he's also the engineer.
Yeah.
So he
really controls his sound.
He controls his sound, yeah.
Yeah.
And so and just people like that just really...
Keep the money in-house.
Yeah, keep the money.
Right. Keep the industry alive, you know?
All my albums, I've never had anyone else engineer. I engineer, produce, mix everything.
Right.
If it's my album, I try to do everything.
Right, right.
Except instruments. I place drums, piano, bass, guitar, djembe, African instruments. But when it comes to after I've laid down the demo, I get other musicians do it better than me.
Yeah.
But as far as everything else, like engineering and that, I take care of all that. And
Dope.
It saves money.
Dope.
And then I know it's uniform. So
and it's yours.
Yeah,
it's
mine.
It's what you wanted it to be, what you envisioned it, you actually executed.
Exactly.
And the final product was what you wanted.
That's awesome. I was just thinking when he was talking about his background and how his parents, it's all genetics, right? Mm. So it passed on to him. Yeah. And
exposure.
Then it passed on to his son. The two of them together.
Oh, for real?
So I have a corgi, a little corgi puppy. One day I'll have a son.
Oh, okay.
But I will pass it on. But
shout out to the future Matt Shell, whatever he or she may be.
Future Junior.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay.
Angel the corgi is my fuzzy daughter. But she's very musical. So
eventually the torch will be passed.
Yes.
But no, I definitely agree. And hopefully he or she, my future child, will be better than me. I had writing. That's something my parents didn't have. So maybe they'll have something even more.
You built the foundation.
Yeah.
On
which they can see
built,
music
yeah.
in their, they can see it in front of them in their eyes.
Like seeing
know.
Sounds. yeah.
I like that.
They can take it to
it's
even
like Pharrell and Kanye.
Bigger,
they say they can see
even
sounds.
Bigger level than I could even.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
For your
don't
time.
Want to take up too much
it's a
of your
pleasure.
Time.
Thank you.